So, is this on?
That's Big Bronson Reed! The Oscilla is here!
Welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Eric Slamilton Hamilton.
Raw.
Raw.
And SmackDown.
SmackDown.
And?
War Games!
War Games!
We got one person shouts it out this year.
We got
just one.
Right.
No Regal. She did a good job. I'll give her that.
Sure. You know, I think it would have been a lot more effective if Regal headbutted someone after he said War Games.
Mm.
He would have really put that dot on the eye.
On NXT, they hinted for years that maybe Regal was going to have one more match against Adam Cole. You know, he was always fucking feuding with Adam Cole.
Give me what I want.
Yeah. But, you know, it probably wouldn't have worked out. He seems to be able to barely move these days. And he's not even that old. Like, he's really not as old as he looks or seems.
Well, he's been, like, wrestling professionally since he was, like, 14.
Wait, how old is he?
I think he's only, like, in his 50s.
Well, you know? That's kind of what he looks like, right? Late 50s?
I always thought he was, like, way older than
that. 73, at
least. Late 70s?
Yeah. He's 56.
Oh, Jesus.
So, like, even 10 years ago, we were watching him on NXT. He's, like, 46.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true. Was it 10?
It's like he always looked like he was in his 60s.
Yeah.
For a long time.
Right.
Yeah. So, all right, it is a big show. We have to review Raw and SmackDown, and we're leading up to War Games. I guess that's next week, huh?
Yeah. You know, it's crazy to think about, like, I remember seeing him at WrestleMania 17.
Yeah.
Just 2001.
Uh-huh.
He was, like, in his mid-30s.
Hmm.
And he looked 45.
Yeah, he's one of those guys.
I mean, dude, we're watching him
catcher's mitt faces.
You know? We see him every few months on the Monday Night Wars right now.
And right.
Yeah, he already looks like he's in his 40s.
Yeah.
Let's not forget.
Couple months we see him. He's barely on the show, you know?
Yeah, but he looks like he's not 40-something in that. And the Monday Night War?
Yeah.
Okay. Totally.
He's definitely not in his 20s there.
No.
Jesus. Yeah, so, all right. It's a big show, but first we have to thank you, new patrons. So thank you to Jason D.
Mm. D.
Give us that D, Jason. And go to patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. We got over 700 bonus podcasts. You get the weekly Monday Night War podcast. You get all the pay-per-view recaps, including War Games,
coming up
next week. I got to defend my belt. And you got what?
Huh?
Am I not the champ?
I've
been the champ for so long, I just assume I'm the champ.
No.
I've had it the most times. I'm assuming I'm the champ? No?
No, I've won the most times, though. That's really the correct answer.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Oh, wait, the Pisanos jerking each other off?
Yeah.
What a plot twist.
Hey, Andrew, can you, like, scoot back for a minute?
Yeah, I gotcha.
Andrew, I do know one thing.
Yeah.
He's not retaining.
That's true. There's a chart to prove it. There's a chart to prove it. I think you have, like, three title defenses.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Three successful title defenses.
I'll kill you.
We've got all the brackets on there, like worst promo brackets, parts 1, 2, and 3. I'm currently working on number 4. I've got a list. I'm checking it twice.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be good.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And, we have over 900 patrons. And once we get to 1,000, I'm going to shave this head and look just like Eric.
Yeah.
For like a week, and then I'll grow the hair back because I can. Sorry. Anyways, go to patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling.
Ouch, baby.
There are rumors.
Very ouch.
There's some rumors.
Best line.
There's some rumors out there in Patreon land that the NXT and AEW podcast could be coming back.
Is that the button?
Oh, you hit the wrong button.
No.
There you go.
This is bullshit.
Yeah.
In case MJF ever goes to NXT, can we drop AEW then and just do NXT? It's basically both.
NXT is worse.
Is it?
NXT's worse. I tuned in. I was like, all right, let me catch up today. before this podcast, I turned it on and I was like, you know, maybe I need to catch up a little bit just to see what's happening. If we're going to start reviewing this again, it's been a few years. They're still doing the Chase University shit.
Right. I like, feel like
it's still garbage.
Bada bing, bada boom is still there.
I feel like they're slowly weeding that kind of stuff out, though.
I hope so.
Are they?
You know? Yeah.
It's all a lot of new girls. There's more girls in NXT than on the main roster now,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
Right. So yeah, patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. Mm-hmm. The Patreon is starting to expand. So we're going to keep the Monday Night War and then maybe possibly bring back the AEW NXT podcast.
Yeah.
So maybe. You get more podcasts, even more podcasts.
Yeah.
Wow. How much do you love us?
How much do you want us in your ear holes?
Exactly.
Talk like
our fans
this.
Can't get enough.
That's a lot of wrestling.
We'll talk about this.
Yeah, it is.
For you.
Yeah. It's a lot of watching wrestling and all that.
This is hard to watch.
It's true. Speaking of which, SmackDown opens with Cody Rhodes.
Yeah.
You know, like that guy, like he was both of your favorite wrestlers earlier this year. Remember at WrestleMania when you both cried and jerked each other off?
Hey, Cody. Yeah. I noticed you don't have a suit on.
No suit this week.
Is everything okay?
Yeah. Suit down.
Cody politely asks Kevin Owens
please.
To come
yeah,
out.
Yeah, you know, a please. Fired up face, bro. Wanting revenge.
Hey, can you think you can maybe come out here?
So he's like, bro, chat? Bro, can you come out, please?
But then he's like, oh, okay, I have to yell. And he's like, Kevin Owens, get your ass out here now.
Yeah.
Am I cool now? Am I cool?
Mm. Yeah.
And they're like, no.
No.
Who Nick Aldis comes out. He's you? Like, no, Cody, you're not cool.
No.
And he says, Kevin Owens is too dangerous, and because of that, I can't have him in the arena. And Cody gets upset, and he almost says a bad word.
Kevin Owens is self-righteous. Kevin Owens is indignant. Kevin Owens is pharisaic. Right. In short, Kevin Owens is an
Cody.
He's an
No.
He should have been like...
It's basically what he did.
Oops, I almost did it again.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember before WrestleMania, he said, Rock, you're an asshole.
Oh.
Yeah, right.
He said it then.
This.
Yeah, well, that was.
Is, I don't care.
SmackDown's on USA again.
If the Rock's in the ring, it's okay.
I swear. Guess that's it. Yeah. Aldis says he won't let the inmates run the asylum, so KO won't be on SmackDown until he resolves this. Internally.
What the fuck does that even mean?
And Cody says, I don't know. Because later you find out he didn't handle it internally.
Right.
He did not.
He's like, Cody, you wouldn't believe the paperwork I've got on this.
I've
got to write 3 personal statements. I've got to collect statements from 10 other people. It's maddening.
And then I have to get Vince's poopy signature just, you know, for it to get it approved.
He dips a big feather pen in a pile of shit. It's the signs.
Smelliest pen I've ever held.
Well, it's in his ass 24/7.
He tries not to tickle you under the nose with it.
God.
It's demeaning.
So Cody says, I know you're still a wrestler under that suit.
Okay.
I mean, everyone else watching is like,
yeah,
you know, like the 99% of wrestling fans right. that haven't watched
it's
NWA.
Like saying the same thing to Adam Pearce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course. I mean, Nick Aldis looks more of a, like a wrestler than Adam Pearce
yeah,
does.
Yeah, but he said, and I know you're still a wrestler.
Yeah, no.
No.
Not at all.
No.
No.
He won't wrestle and he doesn't wrestle. Did he get hurt? Or does he just suck?
I think Triple H is like, we have enough... boring white guys as wrestlers.
Yeah, but it's just wow. so weird to
you
make
could be a boring GM.
A giant GM that doesn't wrestle, that can clearly manhandle 90% of the roster.
For sure.
I said if they want to make this Raw SmackDown thing interesting, have Pearce and Aldis fight at Survivor. You know, if you were going to do a brand thing again.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
that I would want them to.
Look but, up yeah. Nick Aldis in wrestling gear. See what it... pulls up for you,
I've seen it. He looks good, right?
Yeah. I saw Nick Aldis and Cody Rhodes fight for the NWA Championship, and it was boring, I thought. I thought Nick Aldis was a pretty boring wrestler.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know? That's I mean, I only saw that one match, but yeah.
Stupid fake accent.
Fake accent.
Yeah. Unlike mine.
He's from Idaho.
But it's funny how he says, oh, you're still you under are. That... I know you're a wrestler under that suit, which is rich considering Cody usually wears a suit.
Yeah.
Right. In a perfect world, he would have been like, you know, I thought the same thing of you, Cody.
Right.
Yeah. So Cody says, if I can't handle my business in a WWE ring, do you want me to go to his house and beat his ass? Huh? Do you want me to do that? Well, I'm not going to do that. The ball's in your court. That. I won't be waiting very long. I might do it. I might, but probably not because I'm a pussy.
I'm done.
Pussy. Yeah, don't do, God forbid you do something cool, Cody.
Yeah, right.
Remember when Stone Cold was like, hey, Vince, I'm going to go to The Rock's house if you don't give me what I want.
Right.
Hey, Vince, I won't do it. I'm scared. If you want to see him, give him permission. Give me a
Yeah.
Right. Give me a
Oh.
Yeah. So later in the show, they play an iPhone promo from Kevin Owens, and he was great.
A few minutes ago, I got a call from Nick Aldis asking me to be at SmackDown in Salt Lake City next Friday. And why? Because the little golden boy, Cody Rhodes, wants me there. Oh, my God. Cody wants me there. I have to be there, right? Can't disappoint Cody Rhodes. You know what, Cody? I shouldn't show up. But I will. I'll be there. Not for you. Not for Nick Aldis, not even for WWE, because they hardly deserve me at this point. I'm going to show up next week for myself, because I happen to love Utah, the mountains, the fresh air, all that stuff. It's good for me. But everyone needs to remember one thing. When I show up next Friday, I'm just doing what you all want me to do.
Yes.
Yes.
Too real?
Yes.
Fourth wall destroys.
Gone. Yeah. Obliterated.
Yeah.
This is just for us.
Yeah.
Kick his ass, Owens.
Right. Yeah. For sure.
Unfortunately.
He was talking directly to us.
He's
going to
job to Cody again.
Shut up.
But yeah, it's great. I mean, Nick Aldis, we have to handle this internally. And then the next scene, he's like.
Got his thumb in Cody's butt.
Can you come to SmackDown?
Here we are, Cody, internally.
Kevin. So that's Survivor Series.
He's like, I won't let you in the arena tonight. Like, Kevin Owens is outside the arena in his car. You can come here tonight.
Yeah.
Can you show up next week? Can you fly to the other city?
Why don't you head there now?
Can't come.
Mm-hmm. Do not come.
Do not
come. Well,
I'm going to come!
No, not November.
Oh, forgot about that.
Yeah.
Damn.
Whoops. Missed again. All right. Next up, we've got Bayley versus Candice LeRae versus B-Fab. First round Women's United States Championship Tournament. High five.
High five, Eric. Andrew's out of the bed already. Raquel is not.
Well, we didn't even. Bracket. Yeah, I mean, we should repick now that there's an actual bracket. It's only fair.
You want another bet? Sure. That's why we made that bet. That bet stands.
Well, but
that's true.
But there wasn't
Bayley's
a bracket
the first
yet.
One out of the back. Bayley's winning this tournament.
There wasn't even a bracket yet.
If you could switch and take Bayley instead of the field, would you?
No.
No.
Let's read.
Bayley's too big
I'll
for that belt.
I'll take Bayley.
She's not.
Okay.
Everyone's won the main title.
Bayley's already taken.
Let's repick.
Okay,
first,
go.
I get Bayley.
I don't know. I always lose these bets somehow.
Chelsea Green? Can I get Chelsea Green?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could be her. B-Fab versus... No, they can't do that at fucking Saturday night's main event.
No.
Belair.
B-Fab?
I mean, Belair versus...
Jade.
Jade.
When was B-Fab's last match?
When was B-Fab's her first match?
I'm glad you guys picked up on that.
Yep.
Bayley set up for a super... I was like, one of them will get it. They both got it.
Yeah.
Bayley set up for a superplex to Candice, but B-Fab got under Bayley for a powerbomb, and then Candice ended up crossbodying onto Bayley for a close call. In the end, though, B-Fab went for a kick, but Bayley ducked and won with a roll-up.
Yeah.
You know, you got to protect...
And B-Fab's like, that's my finisher.
Right.
You got to protect B-Fab with that roll-up.
You do.
You know, yeah. She's just too big of a star. She's going to be a huge deal someday.
Yeah.
It's a roll-up. Got to do a roll-up.
Yeah.
I think she's probably going to be champ in the next... I will remember you.
Right. We wish you well in your future
endeavors.
Oh, wait,
hold on. Future endeavor. All right.
Mm-hmm. Backstage, and then she'll be in the Hurt Syndicate on AEW.
There you go.
There you go.
With a $1 million contract from Tony Khan.
For sure.
You know how he likes to give those away.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it gets to the point where like the Jacksonville Jaguars football players are like, fuck, can I just be a wrestler, Tony? You pay me more money.
Yeah.
Right. Your dad's a cheapskate. He has a salary cap. There's no salary cap in wrestling.
Yeah.
Okay,
$10 million a year, okay? Yeah, that's fine. And the backup fucking offensive lineman, that'll be great.
He's like, you know how you lend some of your performers to like other companies?
Yeah.
No.
Right. So backstage, Chelsea Green and Piper Niven make fun of B-Fab for losing. And then B-Fab says, what happens when y'all go to the finals together? Right. Yeah.
Come on. Right.
And then Meechan walks up with a kendo stick and wants to fight, but Chelsea and Piper leave.
That's a weapon. I mean.
Yeah. I mean, sure.
Yeah.
Reminding us that Meechan's still here. So here's the bracket.
Oh, wow.
Bailey's in. We've got Belair versus Chelsea Green versus Blair Davenport. So definitely not. Blair's eating the pin there.
Yes.
It could be Chelsea Green.
That's next week? Are they doing one of these a week until Saturday Night's Main?
Yeah, I think so. Then we've got Jade Cargill, Meechan, Piper Niven. That's got to be Jade. I can't see any of the other ones.
I could see Meechan.
Yeah.
Like,
Belair and JD, they're fighting the finals or they lose immediately.
They're not fighting in the finals. They're saving that for Mania, Belair and Jade.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then we've got Naomi, Tiffany Stratton, and Elektra Lopez.
It'll probably be Naomi.
Probably Naomi.
Elektra will eat the pin.
Stratton there. No, for sure Stratton there.
No.
I don't think so.
She's got money in the bank.
She's about to be the main champ.
Who do you have winning up there? Jade?
Jade or, yeah, Meechan, maybe.
Yeah.
I could see a bunch of fuckery happening, you know?
Oh, this is all going to be fuckery.
Right.
Elektra Lopez. I mean, what? Why?
Because they need a woman.
I can see, like, my new pick right now, looking at this, is probably Blair Davenport.
No, it's not.
She's the only one that's never done anything.
She's not winning. She's not getting out of the first round. You're going to blow this bet. Right. You have Bailey. Right, that's got to be the favorite.
I'll change it. Elektra Lopez.
Yeah, give me Elektra. That's perfect. Yeah. No, well, it's up to you. Will you let us repick? Or me repick? Eric's got the field. Can I pick? Can I just pick someone? You're very confident with Bailey anyway.
But I'll make a new bet. I want to win
so
this
bet.
So
add another dollar and then I can...
Yeah, sure. I'm good with that.
What if Raquel somehow gets in there? No, this is a SmackDown-only fucking belt, which that's bullshit. They didn't say that.
I mean, why would it be on Raw?
Why not?
No, they got to defend it everywhere.
Because
no,
they're going to get a Women's Intercontinental Championship.
Yeah, they are.
No.
Yeah.
Andrew, who would you pick?
I would pick.
Oh. I have no idea. Yeah, this is.
Maybe Meechan.
Maybe Naomi. Oh, God.
Maybe Meechan.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's.
Nah, cool. Never mind. You can have the buck. Right, you can have the dollar.
We can rebet.
No, I don't care. Nah, I'm not going to lose multiple dollars on this horse shit.
So. Bailey or the field?
That's what the bet is looking like.
All right. So I'm feeling pretty confident with the field.
Eric, if I give you a dollar, then can we split Joe's winning if the field wins? How about that? I get some side action there.
Yeah.
How about no?
It doesn't concern you. I give you a dollar.
I'm in the bet.
So either way, you've already won a dollar.
That's not
but
bad.
Then we split Joe's dollar.
Not bad. It's a guaranteed dollar.
But then we got to bring in quarters.
You don't have to do anything.
How about we round it up and I'll just round it up for me and I'll hang on to it.
You're going to... What? What are you talking about?
I like
about?
That we're turning Andrew into a little gambler here.
Yeah.
He's upset he's already out of that first one. You're right. She'll probably fucking fuck her way into one of these spots. No, one of the girls
gets hurt.
It's only
SmackDown women.
For sure?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Next up, we have the United States Championship Open Challenge. LA Knight comes out and says, Sami Zayn asked me to be their fifth man at War Games, but then turn them down. I got more important things to do. I hope both teams destroy each other. And then, yeah.
More important things like what?
Well, like the United States Championship.
Open Challenge.
I don't like when. Yeah. I don't like
okay.
when.
Okay. Yeah, let's see who he fights.
I don't like when faces scare away from matches like
right well, but he has nothing to do with that shit, like nothing at all,
but
right?
don't even have Sami
and he, has, he, and he right, hates right. Roman just because everyone hates Roman
of yeah. course
yeah. That's the whole thing.
He had Roman beat just like every other person yeah. and then they fucked him out of it. Yeah. Why wouldn't, well, I guess that's why he would hate Roman.
Yeah,
Exactly. I don't know. I just don't even bring it up. There's no reason to bring it up.
Yeah.
This would be great for your career, LA.
Yeah.
I don't want to do the coolest match of the year.
So then Santos Escobar comes out with his wife and kids, and he accepts the open challenge. They were in Milwaukee, and Escobar tried to get heat from the crowd by calling them Milwaukeeans. It's like, well, that's what they are.
Yeah.
He's like, you Milwaukeeans? Is that Milwaukeeans? And they're like, that's us.
Also,
like, where's the slur?
Also, yeah. Shout out to Corey Graves for saying Milwaukee.
Mm.
Like in Wayne's World. Yeah.
So Knight tells Escobar he's already beat him, and then he offers Berto a title shot, and he says, I'll beat you like I beat your daddy, but the only one that can call me daddy is your girl over there. Yeah.
So he's like, she's calling me daddy. You're going to say uncle.
Uh-huh. So you're telling me.
Yeah.
Humberto, formerly Carrillo,
uh-huh,
has a United States championship match.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, before you tell us what happens, how about this time I'll take the other guy, LA Knight.
Nah, I don't want that
interesting
bet.
You can have
an interesting bet.
Humberto.
Can I pick a new...
Million.
Can I pick a new chick?
Million to one.
It's interesting you say that, Joe, because...
Since the bet, he has not fought for that title.
No.
It's interesting you say that because Michael Cole said something at the start of this match. Let's take a listen.
Berto has never held a championship in WWE. In fact, during the break, did some research. This is his first opportunity at a singles championship here on either Raw or SmackDown.
Huh. Wait, if that's true, where did I get all this money? Where did all this money come from?
It's at least started you off. Yeah. At least started you off.
So I did some research, Cole, because I found out Cole was gaslighting the fuck out of us.
Right. Yep.
Berto has faced Andrade for the U.S. title.
Yes.
And Sheamus for the U.S. title.
Right.
And I think also AJ Styles for the U.S. title.
Yeah. What is wrong with these people?
Yeah.
Like, what?
No, that's Humberto Carrillo.
Oh. He literally said, I did research. No, you didn't.
No.
Like, do you think they really don't know, or are they trying to do some revisionist history for no reason?
Well,
they
have to
who
know.
Cares?
Humberto Carrillo is a completely different person from Berto.
Yeah, I get it. But, like who cares? Like, why would it be a big deal if he never had a title shot before?
Right, exactly.
And it's been for this title!
Can't they just make fun of Cole?
And
can't
only...
Just be like, yeah, he did Cole. He fought like three people like 4 years ago. What are you talking about?
Yeah. All he did during pandemic is lose United States title shots.
Right. Joe Pisano, from What's Wrong with Wrestling, lost a lot of money on this guy.
Yeah.
Right.
For sure.
So Knight hit a top rope yelbow and then the BFT for the win.
Mm.
They don't know how they haven't stolen that one from us, the yelbow.
Yeah. I know.
After the match, Knight is laid out by a returning Shinsuke Nakamura.
Where the hell have you been?
Shakamura.
Are you sure that was him?
Not really. Okay. Well, they said it was him.
Okay.
He looked a lot cooler than Shinsuke.
Yeah.
This guy looked fucking badass, man.
Right.
Sure.
So he takes the title.
So Nakamura come?
No.
No? No. Come Nakamura on. Just jobs.
Yeah, like, totally.
Yeah. Oh, my let's God. Bet. Yeah, Eric, let's do it.
Yeah, come on, Joe.
What do you think? Nakamura? You got Nakamura, huh?
Yeah.
I got $5, $6, $7. Well, I guess one of the... I got $6.
How long do you think LA Knight holds this title
he's
for?
Not
it's
jobbing.
A U.S.
He's not,
title.
He's not losing it to Nakamura. He's the biggest jobber in the company. Akira Tozawa will beat Nakamura in a few months.
Ooh.
I got that bet, too.
Some good action.
You really don't want to do this, Joe. You really don't want to do this. As much as I love winning these dollar bets from you.
I really think... I got more here. I really think that... I really think he's the one who takes this title.
As soon as he gets it, he wants to give it up. All right, so like, what are we doing, though? The next one? Or like he eventually wins it on his third try? That bullshit. You know,
by
like
cheating.
We need to have some sort of rules here.
Yeah.
Like the next... So obviously there's going to be a title match at some point.
Yeah.
Does Nakamura win the next title? Does he win it, you know, does he win it in their first match?
That's interesting. Do I get?
No.
this is called negotiating, Eric. Butt out. Eric, can I get three matches?
Like the third one.
Here's my bet. Shinsuke takes it from LA Knight whenever that happens.
So if it happens 5 years from now, then I owe you $1. No.
This reign. Like, do you think LA Knight's bringing that title to WrestleMania? Probably not, right?
What else is he going to do?
Yeah, I don't know what else he's going to do. He's not winning the Rumble.
No.
Don't say that. Does it? Don't even say it.
You want to make another? All right, Joe's got LA Knight. I got Field. Perfect.
Wait a minute.
Pick one other person.
Hold it.
They might not even be in the Rumble.
Right, let me see what happens next week, and then we'll place that bet. Let me get one more week to see what stems from Shinsuke. Let's see how cool that they like kind of push him.
Okay. You know it's going to be a title shot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Backstage, Sammy and the Usos tell Roman Reigns that they still don't have a fifth man for War Games, and Jay tells Roman, we got to make the call, Us. And then they see the new bloodline come out to the ring. Solo tells Milwaukee to acknowledge him, but then the OG bloodline comes out, which that's their official name now.
OGB.
It was OGB. It was nice that, you know, Jey Uso's not where he's not Mr. Yeet, at least for a while.
Yeah.
He doesn't have the Yeet sunglasses, no Yeet shirt, you know.
He's actually matching.
Right.
His balls are on E.
Yeah.
No more.
So both bloodlines brawl. Solo was about to give Sammy the Samoan spike, but Roman saved him with a spear to Solo.
Wow.
And Sammy was like, you do love me. And Roman was like, yeah.
Yeah.
I fucking do.
I really fucking do.
And then Sammy dives onto everyone. Roman faces off with Jacob Fatu, but then Bronson Reed attacks Roman from behind.
Wow.
And Michael Cole says, not one, but two stupid things. Two stupid lines back to back.
Oh my God! The Oscilla attacking Roman Reigns! Cole, do you think? Are you thinking what I'm thinking? I shudder to think that, but I am!
I counted three.
Oh, yeah?
The oh my God!
Well, that's a given. Yeah.
Sure.
The Oscilla.
I shudder to think, but I am. Yeah, that's how normal. That's how regular people talk.
I also shudder for him to think.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. So the new bloodline takes out the OG bloodline. Reed gives Jay a tsunami. Mm. Roman holds his own for a bit, but Solo gives him the Samoan spike, and then Reed gives Roman a tsunami.
Fuck.
Yeah.
And the new bloodline leaves, and Jay tells Roman, make the call, Us.
Mm.
We'll get to that later. Next up, we've got the Street Profits versus the Motor City Machine Guns for the tag titles.
Yarp.
Ford and Dawkins were acting a little heelish in this match.
Someone's got to.
Ford went to the top rope, but then Tommaso Ciampa pushes him off for the DQ.
Yes.
He throws Dawkins into the ring post.
Yes.
He stomps Ford. Yes. Alex Shelley grabs Ciampa, but then Johnny Gargano runs out and gets in between them. Gargano tries to calm Ciampa down, but Ciampa shoves Johnny down and storms to the back.
Yes.
So, yes. The New Day's breaking up. DIY is breaking up.
Sure.
Yeah. Jade and Bianca are going to break up.
Fuck tag teams.
Fuck them. And then the guns help up Ford and Dawkins, but Dawkins just punches Chris Sabin for no reason.
In the fucking face.
How many heel turns in one little segment?
Yeah,
am I right?
For sure.
But wow. It seems like the Street Profits are just, they're both turning heel.
Yeah.
It's not, let's break up this tag team for the love of fucking God, because they've been a tag team for 8 years, and Montez Ford ain't getting any younger.
Yeah. Correct.
He's in his mid-30s.
Yeah.
If he's ever going to get a, you know what I mean?
If he's ever, right, you got to pull the trigger on him someday.
Right. It's just crazy.
Yeah.
So, okay. I guess the Street Profits are turning heel and they're just going to be a tag team forever.
Right.
Ugh.
Next up, we've got Naomi versus Nia Jax for the Women's WWE Championship.
Yep.
This is the main event match.
This is it.
Backstage before the match, Bayley tells Naomi to not trust Io Sky over on Raw, but then Bianca Belair and Jade Cargo walk up and Belair gives Bayley shit about the past, but then her and Jade wish Naomi good luck.
Yeah. This is the same Naomi that's going to be competing for a lower title soon, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. They already showed this bracket, and then she's,
Like, what
I mean, we all know Naomi had no shot, but like,
right. What you're also if telling, she had won?
You're also telling the 7-year-olds that watch that Naomi's right. not
like
winning.
At least do like Naomi slash Nia there just to say whoever loses.
Yeah, that was definitely a mistake to right. show that too soon. I'll give Nia this. She sold the hell out of the big butt blast.
Yeah.
So that was good. Then they showed Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez taking out Belair and Cargill backstage. And then Tiffany Stratton ran out and attacked Naomi while the ref wasn't looking. Nia tried. Yeah.
And where did Bailey go? She had to go.
She left.
Grocery shopping?
Yes.
She comes back in a minute.
Yeah.
Then Nia tried to body slam Naomi from the second rope, but Naomi countered with a scoop slam. That was also pretty good. And then Bailey ran out and attacked Stratton. Naomi hit the split-legged moonsault, but Nia kicked out. And then Candice LeRae runs out, and she pushes Bailey into the ring post. So it's just people running out every 30 seconds.
Sure.
Yeah.
And then Nia gave Naomi a Samoan drop off the second rope and then hit the for the win.
The what?
For okay. the win. Yeah. So there you go. Nia retains, obviously.
Obviously.
Who fucking cares?
Yeah.
Then we go backstage. Roman grabs his phone.
Mm. Oh, my God.
And he says...
He smiles.
Call the wise man.
Pop!
Everyone's psyched. And then we hear... The number you have reached is not in service. And Roman looks devastated, drops his phone to end the show. I think I know what Joe's going to say, but go ahead. Go ahead.
It's long-term storytelling.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Solo took Paul Heyman's phone and smashed it, on the mat.
Yes, he did.
So he just never paid that bill. I'm not going to pay a bill of a smashed phone.
And also, I guess he called Paul Heyman's home phone. Because of the dial tone that you don't get that on a cell phone.
No,
but even they do that in movies just because it makes it easy to understand.
Right. So I guess he wanted Paul Heyman to be the fifth guy on their team.
Yeah,
because they're like make the call.
Right,
it's like hey Paul, you want to be in War Games with us?
But it's funny because yes, he destroyed Paul Heyman's phone.
Yes,
but Heyman had two phones. Remember, he went, "Can I borrow your phone?"
No,
that one episode he went, "Call Roman Reigns." Call The Rock.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So he still has The Rock
and then,
phone.
And then he's like this. They both answer, hey, hold up. How would you call both at the same time?
Right. So he still has The Rock phone. Mm. And there's a bunch of rumors here like, you know, Heyman's really with The Rock and he's with Solo and he betrays the bloodline. There's Jimmy could betray the OG bloodline. People are saying Paul Heyman's gonna, it's not gonna be Seth Rollins, and Paul Heyman's gonna bring Brock Lesnar
or CM Punk.
Yeah.
That would be his 1 year anniversary.
Right.
I just don't think they would have announced Seth by now. I don't think Seth is in this match.
But that's always what they do. It's always dragging. The last second thing.
Yeah. There's always a last minute member.
Yeah, but like they've already said Seth. I feel like now that's too obvious.
No, you just have to, pay off the storyline of that he hates Roman and all right. Yeah. Joe, how does he not now after the end of Raw?
Let them grow their plant.
Yeah.
Then you can fuck it.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Fine.
All right. So Raw opens with Liv and Raquel. Liv says she knows Jade and Bianca want to pick a fight with her, and they didn't come alone. Neither did they. And out comes Nia Jax, Tiffany Stratton, and Candice LeRae, all the bitches we just saw.
Yeah,
it's great. I love that they're on both shows.
Sure.
It's great. Nia starts cutting a promo, but Bianca, Jade, and Naomi come out, and Belair says, "We didn't come alone." And then Io Sky comes out, and they all get in the ring. Liv says, "You guys are still outnumbered. I don't think anyone's dumb enough to be on your team. So who wants to be brave enough to throw the first punch?" This is my brutality!
Yeah.
Rhea Ripley makes her return, and she's wearing a protective mask.
And one of
this was taped last week, by the way.
The makeup on one of her eyes was different, too.
Yeah, she kind of looked like Edward Scissorhands.
Mm.
Like her outfit and everything.
Well, her eye looked busted.
Yeah.
Too. So she had some good makeup.
That's what it was. It was the orbital bone.
I've never seen anyone make that mask look.
Her eye was hanging out,
But if that's a real injury and it's fractured, you can't be in War Games. So was it maybe a fake injury?
I mean, she shouldn't headbutt people either, but she just fucking did.
She's got the mask, though.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's protective.
Plastic mask. Done.
Yeah. Carbon fiber.
Carbon fiber.
Wait, is it steel reinforced?
Yeah,
of plastic.
Course. Yes. Yeah. Oh, okay. Steel reinforced bamboo.
Hey, my bad. I'm sorry. Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry.
So if you punch her, then it'll hit her eye again, and then the steel will bust her eye open.
Will it like rebound your, like it's kind of like a shock absorber?
I think so.
Pushes it back out.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah, all that.
So Rhea yells war games, and then she headbutts Liv, and her eyeball pops out. You know, pops right back in. It's fine. Just ask Vader. He's been doing. You know, he did it for like 20 years.
Vader.
And a brawl breaks out, and the good girls stand tall. So there's your war games.
Mm.
You got all 10 members.
Tall 10 ladies.
Yep.
Ladies. Yep.
They're all there. At least
we know Io Sky will jump off the top, and that'll be good.
Candace might do something crazy.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Next up, we've got Rey Mysterio and Zelina Vega versus Chad Gable and Ivy Nile. No. I don't even know. What to hit. I want to.
This is hard to watch.
Yeah.
For no reason.
No reason, really.
I thought
they set this up last week.
They did, but who cares?
But
no reason.
Still no reason.
Vega tried to tag in Rey, but Gable grabbed her leg, so she kicked him and then tagged in Rey. Gable was sitting on the top rope, so Rey popped Vega up in the air, and she gave him a Hurricane Rana. Then Ivy charged at Vega.
Yeah.
So Vega pulled down the top rope.
Uh-huh.
Well, the problem with that is Ivy is not tall enough to go over the top rope. So Vega pulls down the top rope, and Ivy Nile goes under the top rope to exit the ring. Yeah. Amazing.
Sometimes that button is just too perfect.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Rey hits Gable with the Lion Salt, 619, and the splash for the win. Chad Gable, now one of the biggest jobbers. Well, I guess he has been, but like, he can't beat anyone.
Anyone.
Just, I got a new heel stable.
Yep. American made.
All you do is
American
lose.
Made.
For a hot minute, he was almost a big deal. Almost won the IC title.
Yeah. We thought he was going to,
And he was, as a face.
Imagine where he'd be right now if he had won that IC title.
He trained Sami Zayn.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's crazy.
Poor guy. Poor guy.
After the match, the Creed brothers help Gable up, but Gable slaps Julius, and then the Creed brothers shove each other and get hyped up, and Gable yells, "Yes! That's what I've been looking for!
You idiot!"
Yeah.
It was the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Wait,
what the fuck?
Joe, slap Eric, and then Eric and I will high five? Like, what?
Yeah.
Hey, Joe slapped you.
Yeah.
Isn't that awesome?
I'm an idiot.
Maybe he'll slap me one day. Hey, brother, this guy's a lot smaller than us. Should he be slapping us?
Right.
Yeah. You idiot.
You idiot.
That's so stupid. Of course he should be.
It is so stupid. Oh.
Backstage. Stupid. Finn Balor tells Liv, "I know you've got a lot on your plate tonight, so if it helps, I can take the wheel tonight." And she agrees, and I was like, wait, so Liv is the leader of the Judgment Day?
Clearly.
The newest member is the leader?
Of course.
I guess Raquel, but still.
Yeah. The woman with the title is always the leader.
Mm. Is that right?
It is.
Is that official?
It's also in the bylaws.
Liv doesn't even interact with her kayfabe boyfriend anymore on the show.
No.
Like, she's in the scene, and she leaves, and then, there's Dominic. That's her boyfriend.
Yeah.
They're not even together anymore.
They don't even acknowledge that they're together.
No, right.
No.
Like, she just comes out with Raquel. I feel like that kind of ruined their whole story.
You think that rumor is true about, like,
the wife getting pissed?
The wife getting angry that they were making out all the time, and
but they didn't. They made out once, and then they went, me, with their fucking noses. I'll do that with Eric right now.
go ahead.
Maybe another time.
Yeah, call your
do bluff. It. Do it.
But still, that's nothing. They do Eskimo kisses.
I'll do it.
They rub noses together.
Yeah, that's really dumb. I don't know why they do that.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to leave right now.
Let's leave. Come on, Eric. Let's go. Get a hotel room.
So you're telling me like...
Eskimo kiss. Let's do disc dick Eskimo kisses.
So Dominic Mysterio's wife was like, "No, I don't like this."
Jesus. That's what Finn and JD do.
Eskimo dick kisses.
Lighter.
So Dominic Mysterio's wife told Triple H, like, I'm not, you know, I don't like this. And Triple H was like, all right, you got it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Or Dominic told him.
You want Dominic to stop giving Liv Eskimo kisses? You're on.
I just don't see that.
And then he gives her a pedigree.
Right.
A pedigree, but
it's
got to
be you
want.
And Liv in hell in a cell.
Naked.
With Shawn Michaels as the ref.
How else do you explain what's going on? There's no other explanation.
I think it's just ever since Raquel showed up, that's been more the focus. Like, yeah. Oh, I've got Raquel, and
right.
She can actually hit a woman.
She's got the muscle.
In this fake show.
No.
All right, next up, we've got a video promo from The Miz and The Final Testament. Miz says he's the greatest actor ever for tricking the Wyatts. And then he says, this is the jumpstart Marine 7 needed.
Yes.
Who should direct? Scorsese?
Obviously.
Fincher? Tarantino's last film.
Perfect.
It's not bad.
That's amazing. Imagine the Marine 7, a Quentin Tarantino film?
Well, Jesus Christ.
No.
Well, also, they have to bring him back from the dead, so he's like zombie Marine.
Yeah. Would Shawn Michaels still be in it?
Of course.
Oh my God. I wanted to reboot it, okay? So I'm going to bring Cena back, all right? He's the only guy I've never wanted to work with.
And Ted DiBiase Jr.
What if all of them joined forces?
Ted DiBiase Jr.
All Marines.
Right.
Now.
That would include
it basically becomes
Miz,
the Expendables.
Cena, DiBiase Jr.
That's it.
Yeah.
And Orton was in another film?
No.
12 Rounds 2.
Oh, Orton was going to be the replacement for the Marines.
Yeah, I remember this.
But then they found out he got a dishonorable discharge in the Marines.
Whoopsie!
So, yeah. Karrion Kross says the Wyatts.
It's a movie.
Yeah, but what's your target audience?
It's a movie.
What's your target audience? Marines.
I'm not a Marine. I enjoyed the
Wrestling Marines.
You saw it in theaters?
No. We did, didn't we?
No!
No?
Oh, maybe you did. Jesus.
You fucking mark.
It's John Cena.
Only the first one was in theaters.
I saw that movie day one when it came to DVD.
I really liked his wife.
That movie
wife.
Made like $8 million opening weekend. Yeah.
Well, I guess
he's
I
got a hostage. It's my wife. What's her name? My wife. What does she look like? My wife. Is she tall? My wife. Fuck off.
300,000 of that was Joe.
Okay, yeah. That's true.
It's so good. I just can't stop watching it.
My wife. Say it again. My wife. One more time.
Oh, Kelly. What was her name?
Carlson.
Carlson. Yeah. From Nip/Tuck.
Nip/Tuck.
So Karrion Kross says the Wyatts are not invincible. TikTok. And then Bo Dallas responds with a VHS promo, and he looks just like Bray now.
I know, yeah. I know.
And he says, I tried to warn you, but you damned yourself, man. I'm sorry for what happens next, but you chose this, Randy. Yeah. I mean, Miz.
Miz.
And Karrion.
Mikey.
Miz D.
Mikey. You will lose what matters most. I never wanted this.
So I guess Joe's getting his wish. Getting your traditional Survivor Series match. I think it's happening. Yeah.
Last two.
This is how I'm winning the belt. What are you talking about? I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Dumb shit.
I feel like we'll all put the same thing, though.
Yeah, probably.
That none of the Wyatts get eliminated.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's just a fucking domination. They might make it something crazy where it's like, it's not even tags, maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. Cinema match.
Just like a hardcore match.
Yeah.
I don't know. Backstage, Gunther asks Kaiser, do you still see the ring, General? And Kaiser says, of course. And Gunther smiles. I guess the story is Gunther's doubting himself. Mm. And then he sees Damian Priest signing photos. So he attacks him from behind, but Priest pushes him into a crate. Gunther grabs a steel pipe, so Priest kicks him in the balls.
Oh,
right in the coffin.
And then and then Priest tells Gunther, in the ring, you're a general, but in the streets, I'm a king. And then Adam Pearce shows up, and Priest says, I think your champ needs some ice. And then Pearce says, I need a drink. No, he didn't say that.
God.
You just got to see like a fist come out of nowhere.
So the backstage area... is the streets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need a gimmick.
I need a gimmick. I need something to do.
Next up, we've got Sheamus versus Bron Breakker for the IC title.
What?
Yeah.
You know what's weird? They forgot to mention that Sheamus has actually never had this title.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Did
they?
Yeah.
Wait, really?
And also,
I never knew that.
I did some research. This is his first title shot.
Yeah.
He missed the WrestleMania and SummerSlam.
I did some research, Gregory, and this is his first title shot.
He's never had gold in WWE. Period.
Gold, Jerry. Gold.
Gold.
Yeah.
This is his first match ever. Welcome, rookie.
So Braun runs the ropes really fast.
Yep. Yeah.
And Joe Tessitore says, he's faster than some NFL wide receivers and kick returners. And then Wade Barrett says, yeah, Breakker beat Lamar Jackson in a foot race in 2021.
Did he? No. Why'd you say that? No. Why'd you say that?
No.
Did you do your research?
What? Did you?
Yes, I found nothing. He was on the Ravens practice, you know, he was on the Ravens like a practice squad, or he was there like, but no, there was nothing. I don't know how you think you're going to find it. I looked for like 10 minutes.
I'm just looking at feet. What are you talking about?
Yeah, of course.
Breakker feet.
He did not beat Lamar Jackson in a foot race. You know how I know that? Because he'd be on the Ravens right now.
He'd be on an NFL team for sure.
Right.
No, I gave up my NFL career because I wanted to be a wrestler.
Yeah.
He was a fullback. He was a fullback. Like literally a position that is going away. It's becoming extinct in the NFL. A fullback.
Yeah.
A lot of teams don't even have fullbacks anymore.
He probably just said it. Like, hey, I'll race you to the shitter. And like he's like, I don't want to race. And he ran. And he's the only one who ran. He's like, I beat Lamar Jackson
in a shit race.
I think it's just one of those things where like, hey, let's like Wade Barrett, because he's kind of a heel, just make up some random lie to fool people. Maybe some marks will believe it.
Maybe.
Did you type Bron Breakker Lamar Jackson race?
No,
because his name is not.
Yeah.
His
name was not Bronson Bron Breakker. Rick Steiner. Thank you very much.
Come on.
And there's nothing.
No,
there's nothing.
This match though was actually like pay-per-view worthy. I thought this was a really good match.
Yeah, for sure.
Breakker jumped from the apron to clothesline Sheamus over the announce table. Breakker jumped off the top rope, and I guess he was going for a Swanton bomb. And I think Sheamus saved Braun's career.
Right.
Because Braun was going to land head first, but Sheamus like turned Braun's body so that he lands on his back.
Yeah.
It's all right. Thanks, Sheamus.
Yeah. Nice. Looking out.
Protected the future of WWE there.
Yeah.
Sheamus gave Breakker white noise off the middle rope, but Braun kicked out. Then Braun gave Sheamus a top rope Frankensteiner and went for a spear, but Sheamus countered with a pump knee.
Ooh.
But Braun kicked out again. That was actually, I thought it was over there when he went for the spear.
Yeah.
The pump knee did surprise me. And then Sheamus goes for the bro kick, but Braun counters with a spear, but Sheamus rolls out of the ring. So many false finishes.
Yeah.
And then Braun goes for the... Say it. What's his move? Braun Breakker.
Super spear!
Goes for the super spear.
Super spear. Super spear. Super world order.
Goes for the super spear outside the ring, but Kaiser clotheslines him for the DQ.
Oh, no.
DDTs Braun, and then he runs around the ring to kick Sheamus into the steel steps.
Yeah.
What a dick.
Yeah.
Why is he?
Yeah, he's a bad guy, too.
Still there?
I get that a lot. People say, what a dick. And I go, thanks.
Yeah.
I know.
Thanks.
You want to touch it? So, yeah, I guess, I like Kaiser. This will make it a little more interesting, I guess.
But he's already fought both of these guys. He's already fought Sheamus 100 times.
Yeah.
Well, triple threat match, I guess. I don't know.
Why not?
Next up, we got Dominic and Carlito versus the War Raiders. War Raiders win with War Machine on Carlito.
Of course.
Yeah. After the match, JD McDonagh and Balor attack Eric and Ivar from behind, and Balor hits Eric with the coup de grace. And this is because the War Raiders are the number one contenders. They're going to fight and beat JD and Balor for the tag titles at some point.
Some point.
They still haven't said when.
Third chance.
Right.
They still have those titles?
They do.
Judgment Day?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
When they first like said Dominic and Carlito versus Warrior, I was like, why? I was like, oh, right, because Balor and JD.
Yep.
Yeah.
Backstage, Xavier Woods tells Kofi, hey, maybe Karrion Kross was right when he said the New Day is dead. And Kofi says, it's not dead. You got to just remember what New Day is all about. And Wood says, oh, I got to remember.
Oof.
And they start to argue again. Otis tries to calm them down, but Wood takes offense and says, what advice could you give the greatest tag team of all time? No wonder Chad Gable left your ass.
Heel Kofi.
How are you even still? No, no, Woods.
Woods. No, heel Woods.
Yeah. You know, should have been like, how are you even still employed here?
For sure.
Yeah. And Woods then challenges Otis and Tozawa to a tag match for next week.
Hmm.
What if the real swerve is that you think they're about to break up, but then, and like Big E returns.
And turns on both of them.
Turns on both of them.
Double clothesline.
Yeah. No, but like Big E returns and yeah, makes everything right again.
That's what we want, them to all be back together.
Because if you're going to have a New Day 10-year celebration, no, of course not.
Yeah.
But if you're going to have a 10-year New Day celebration,
he's gotta
how be is there. Big E not there?
Yeah, he does right, the pre-show. Right. He's got to be there.
Yeah.
And I guess Woods will just kick Kofi in the balls and Big E's like, I can't help. I can't help him. My neck.
My neck hurt.
My back hurt.
I guess we'll see. Next up, we've got the main event, Seth Rollins versus Big Bronson Reed.
Again.
Oh my God. Backstage before the match, Jay, Jimmy, and Sammy ask Seth to be their fifth man for War Games. But he says, I will never stand side by side with that tyrant Roman Reigns. It hurts me to say that. I would love to get Reed inside a steel cage, but it's not worth Roman Reigns back in power. Good luck, but I'm out. And then Jimmy says, no yeet.
What does he mean, back in power?
Just, you know, winning, I guess.
Winning.
So Jacob Fatu and the Tongans come out to start the match. So then Sammy and the Usos come out, and they all brawl, and they all fight to the back. Seth tried to curb stomp Reed on the steel steps, but Reed moved out of the way. Reed hit a sit-down powerbomb. Seth hit a pedigree. Then he hit a curb stomp and then went to the top rope, but Solo Sikoa stood on the announce table to distract him. And then Reed gave Seth a Death Valley driver, a couple of sentons, and then a tsunami for the win.
And Wade Barrett was so...
Wade Barrett and like Solo, like he said he went tsunami! And then Solo was like, nice. And he was like, you got it. Yeah. Like if you see in the background...
Yeah.
And then Solo holds up Reed's arm in victory to end the show.
Mm.
So, yeah, I don't know how it's not Seth now.
Well.
Like, Solo just helped Reed win.
Right.
Now Seth has beef with Solo.
Of course.
I'm just feeling, and this is just me fucking being a mark booking all this, but I feel that Seth and Bronson Reed are going to, like, murder each other before the match, the night before, or something like that. Then it becomes, will either team have another member? In The Rock or a thought too that they just signed like two of them, I think. Two more Samoans, cousins.
They pulled them from the lab.
And then add like a Brock or a CM Punk because Heyman came back.
Yeah.
I really believe that. I'm almost willing to bet a dollar that happens.
Let's do it right now.
All right.
Are you sure? Are you serious?
Let's do it. All right. Let's do it.
Well, what's the bet though, exactly?
No, I'm just going to say.
Not Seth?
No, Seth. I'm just going to say no Seth in War Games.
You got to pick someone, though.
Yeah, well, it's Seth or no Seth. It's very obvious that it's Seth. I'm only betting because I'm a gambling fiend.
Fine.
All right.
I got Seth. You got no Seth.
Andrew, Seth. Joe, no Seth.
No Seth.
No Seth.
You also had no Bronson Reed, though, too.
Well, I mean, I don't think there's a chance he fights and Seth's just destroyed and then someone else comes in just because they want to push him.
Bronson Reed is Samoan, so it fits.
Is he?
Yeah.
Why is he not a cousin?
Because he's not. No, he's from Australia. He's from Australia.
Ah, they're all from the same. We're all from the same.
He's not from the Isles of Samoa.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah. So, all right, that is all for Raw. So let's give some awards. Who did you have for worst dressed?
Worst dress. I couldn't decide if I hated Naomi or Nia on SmackDown more.
Mm. Well, I went Nia.
Nia.
I'll go Nia. We can sweep it.
Sweep it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Best dressed?
I had Rhea. She looked hot.
Rhea looked pretty
hot. If you want to fuck Edward Scissorhands, sure. I had Liv Morgan and her
asshole.
I picked.
Don't kink shame.
I also picked asshole.
Yeah. Her ace.
No one cared about me and
Until I showed my ass.
Until I showed.
It's worst acting. Mike Tyson.
No one cared about me until I showed my ass.
No one cared who I was till I took off my pants.
I had Nia Jax.
For best dressed.
No, for worst acting.
I had Cody Rhodes.
Okay. I had the Creed brothers.
Best acting?
I had L.A. Knight.
Come on.
I liked his little
what?
Promo.
How could you?
Kevin Owens and
you betrayed me, Eric!
I know.
Everyone's betraying me!
Yeah, it's Kevin Owens.
Worst comment.
Cole actually said during the Street Profits and Motor City Machine Gun match when I think Dawkins did like a pounce on, I think, Chris or Alex Shelley. Mm-hmm. And Cole goes, that had some mustard on it.
No.
Oh.
Yeah. Was it Madden's birthday?
Right. Thank you, 1930s baseball announcer. Yeah. Well, that had some mustard on it.
Too much mustard on it.
Yeah. Joe? I had Cole saying, like, I pontifically think what was the line?
I shudder to think that
I shudder.
That's what I had. Yeah. Michael Cole, fuck you.
Yeah.
Best comment?
Can't disappoint Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, I had KO too with the, I'm just doing what you all want me to do.
I had Roman with,
call the wise man.
It's good.
Yeah, it's good.
Worst match.
LWO versus American Made.
Yes.
Worst, the mixed tag.
Yeah. Super slow-mo.
I had Seth and Reed just because we've seen it a few times and it ended in DQ and
Nia and Naomi over here.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, it was a better match than I expected, but it's still slow.
Okay.
Best match?
Breaker Sheamus.
That's what I had.
Yeah.
JoJo.
It's fine. Sweep it.
Why? Just say who you picked.
I didn't.
Oh.
That's why I'm like, yeah, okay.
Worst move?
Ivy going under the top rope.
That is correct.
Sweep it.
My God. Best move?
Bron Breakker did like a jumping clothesline to Sheamus. Like over the desk.
Yeah.
That was cool.
That's become one of his, moves now.
I have Ciampa killing Johnny, pushing Johnny and turning heel.
Yeah, he didn't kill him yet.
Yeah. Yeah. It was weird. WWE's Twitter was like, Ciampa turned on Gargano. It's like, no, he didn't. He just pushed him.
Yeah. Come on.
It's not a full turn yet, you know?
Right.
We've seen the full turn.
Yeah, we've seen it.
This is nothing.
They both turned on each other.
Yes.
Now Ciampa's gonna. It's Ciampa's turn.
Yeah.
I had Sheamus's pump knee counter because I just thought the way they filmed it and everything was good. Worst moment?
I mean, Cody.
Cody Rhodes.
Yeah. Cody. Sorry, Cody.
Fuck him.
Yeah.
Best moment?
Call the wise man.
Like that whole scene.
The
like,
number you have reached is not in service.
Yeah, that was really good.
It's not.
The end of SmackDown.
Yeah.
All right, that's all for awards. Now it's time for breaking news. Becky Lynch appeared at Vulture Fest this past weekend.
Who are you?
I don't know. But she confirmed that she will be returning to WWE at some point. She said, if you think I'm going to go out with Dominic slamming a cage door in my face, that's definitely not going to happen. I think she returns the first Raw on Netflix.
Probably.
You know, that's a good spot.
Yeah,
because then you could do the Rumble, Mania.
Yeah. Right.
Like, I think she could also, like... add to the Liv and Rhea storyline because she hates both of them. You know, Rhea beat her at Mania, and then Liv beat her after Mania. I hate both of you. Let's do this. Like that could be a cool triple threat at WrestleMania.
Triple it up.
This past Monday morning, Alexa Bliss posted "Where's Alexa" on Twitter, along with a GIF of a woman looking through a magnifying glass. A fan replied, "That's what I've been asking myself for 2 years. She's been missing for a while and doesn't care to come back." So Alexa replied with, "You're right. Recovering from skin cancer removal, pregnancy, and postpartum health complications back to back to back really does come across as doesn't care. So then another fan replied to her original post of "Where's Alexa" with, "That's a good question. Can you help us with the answers, Alexa?" And she replied, "Unfortunately, not up to me." She also confirmed that she's no longer dealing with any health problems. So wow. I guess she's just waiting for a phone call at this point.
Wow. Yeah.
I did not do anything with her.
Yeah. I guess she's not a part of the Wild. Unless she's working all of us.
I don't know. I don't see it. I don't see another woman on that team right now.
Yeah. Yeah, me either anymore. I did at the beginning, but...
Yeah.
Also, WWE announced in a press release that a new Travis Scott song will be the official theme song for Monday Night Raw on Netflix.
So it looks like Monday Night Football thing.
Nothing's changed there.
Every 5 years, they get someone else to record.
Are you
it?
Ready for some wrestling?
Yeah.
Are you ready for some wrestling?
So yeah, we're never gonna get the fucking old school Raw songs back, or not that you have to.
I like that one.
Not that you have to copy those, but just make a new one that's awesome and show the wrestlers wrestling in a wrestling ring while everything explodes.
Yes.
While everything's on fire.
Is it we expect so much to ask for?
Also, Triple H showed up to a Travis Scott concert where he announced that Travis Scott is the new hardcore champion. And he awarded him with a hardcore championship belt. It was the WWE championship, like the one Cody Rhodes has, and he just put a piece of tape and hardcore over it.
All right. Just for the, you know, the...
We haven't started the fucking Mark report yet.
No, sorry. But, like, do you think maybe that's...
Is there a 24-7 rule on it?
You think maybe they're going to bring that back and Travis Scott will defend it every week? Yeah.
You fucking Mark!
You almost stopped yourself.
Well, now it's time for the Mark report. Another day, gotta get real. It's burning
straight through the dark. You fucking Mark! You fucking Mark!
Wow.
Eric.
Did you look at Mark report? Yeah.
All right, rumor time.
Aw. First thing, it's not super wrestling related, but it has to do with The Rock.
Mm.
Rock went and saw Oppenheimer.
Oh, we talked about this on Hogwatch.
Well, this isn't fucking Hogwatch.
All right.
Fair enough.
No. Rock went and saw Oppenheimer in IMAX. And
it was great, yeah.
He was like, I was thinking... Holy shit, red one on this screen with this technology, it's game over.
And he's right.
Yeah,
it was game over.
30 million, game over.
The film is currently at 36% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh my God.
Game over, Roger.
Yeah.
Full time.
Right.
Full time.
Like, what's the opposite of banger after banger after banger?
Shitter.
Yeah, shitter after shitter. That's the Rock in his movies.
Yeah.
Lately. It's been announced that AEW has canceled a Collision taping on December 7th in Columbus, Ohio. Apparently, it is due to very, very low ticket sales. Yeah. It is a 15,000 seat arena, and they have sold roughly 1,000 tickets.
They have a show in Chicago where, like, you know, that's where they did 15,000.
Yeah.
And they've only sold 2,000 tickets.
Right.
Wow.
So
they've also announced that they're going to start doing smaller venues, which obviously that's smart. Well,
that's what they did where they like were in Dallas for like a few weeks.
Yeah.
They did it at a really small place. So
yeah.
There's that. And then the other thing that I have is Dustin Rhodes. He deleted a tweet saying about, you know, indie sensation Coke Kane.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's like, this is disgustingly stupid. All involved should be ashamed, work or not.
Sounds like the perfect AEW wrestler, you schmuck.
Yeah, he'll be there next week.
He will.
Yeah.
Cocaine.
Right. Cocaine. I'm pretty sure he should fight Orange Cassidy next week.
No, he's teaming with the pizza guy.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, right.
I'm making the pizza.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Also, the last thing that I have is, according to an interview with Kurt Angle via Sports Illustrated, Kurt said Stone Cold was making $16 million per year at the height of his career.
Okay.
I got to imagine that's like with merch and shit.
Yeah, who even knows if he's right.
Because that's way higher than, you know, WWE's current roster.
Right.
You're damn right I am. And it's all buried out in my ranch. Yeah. Go find it if you can.
Only my cat knows where it is.
Oh, shit. I sold the ranch and forgot to take the money. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, speaking of Kurt Angle, the Steelers play the Ravens this past Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And they had on NFL, like on CBS before the game, they had a little segment where one of the guys wrestled Kurt Angle. Like he was a Baltimore Raven wrestler, and then Kurt Angle was the Steelers wrestler. Hmm. So Kurt Angle like did this little segment that they filmed where he was wrestling again. He dropped an elbow on the guy and shit.
Oh, jeez.
So you should probably check it out.
Here. Yeah. Match of the year.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. 7 stars on YouTube.
Right. All right. Well, it's rumor time.
Rumors!
Vince McMahon gets kicked out for sex allegations?
That happened!
But then he returns and takes back the company?
He did that!
And then Vince sells the company but stays in power?
Jesus! Oh my god!
And then Vince dyes his hair black and has a stupid mustache?
Confirmed!
So Fightful says WWE took note of Netflix's technical problems during the Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul fake boxing match.
Mm-hmm.
And Netflix assured WWE that they'll be ready for Monday Night Raw come January.
Well,
I mean, what else would they say? Right?
Does WWE think that they're going to have millions and millions?
100 million people watching? Right, exactly.
Yeah, come on.
Well, it's still millions of people, right?
It is.
So that is, you know, something to be concerned with.
Right, but you got to think like millions of people are watching at the same time.
Yeah.
Just random stuff, different things.
But we can still actually get real numbers from Netflix now, right? Versus like Nielsen.
If they want to.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't know that they necessarily will, but we'll see.
It'll be called the Vince Report.
They probably
20 million people have watched. 200 million people.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen. The first Raw, we're going to be watching Raw the second week, and they're going to go, wow, look. 50 million people watched Raw last week on Netflix.
Yeah.
You know?
And they're basically going to just be counting the number of people that turned on Netflix.
Of course. Yeah.
And it was there. And they, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
Or talk, like if you log in and click on it, you watch it, or maybe you watch half of it, you leave, you go back in and click on it again to finish watching it. That's two. That's two people.
It's not supposed
it's
to be.
Views.
But depending on how you do it,
yeah.
Of course.
That's my strategy.
Also, if you look up Raw on Netflix, there's currently a page for it.
Yep.
And it's rated TV-14.
That higher than...
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got TV PG.
They have to rate on Netflix or they just do?
No, they just do. For, you know.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Also, the return of Saturday Night's main event is coming December 14th in Long Island, New York. And there's a rumor that the second episode will be on January 25th. And Dave Meltzer said he heard possible location, San Antonio.
San Antonio.
Well, a little road trip on Saturday. Yeah,
for Saturday Night's main event?
Yeah.
Sure.
And the whole way there, you got to sing the... You got to do the... No,
I always think of Jake the Snake.
Yeah, you guys have fun.
You fucking Mark!
No, I'm just kidding. I'll go. Why not?
Fucking ass.
If Jesse Ventura's going to be there, I'll be there.
Is that the rumor?
Well, yeah, remember?
I mean,
because he just signed the deal.
Oh, right.
There was a like we talked about.
Oh, he was going to do the commentary. Yeah. But that's the second one. The first one's in December.
Yeah.
Wherever.
Yeah.
Where is it airing? Do we know yet?
On NBC?
Peacock.
NBC and Peacock.
Both.
Yeah.
Live.
NBC cock.
Also, Peter Rosenberg interviewed CM Punk at the 2024 Complex Con in Las Vegas.
Who are you?
This past weekend. I don't know, all these cons and whatever.
A lot of con, man.
Cons and fests. He asked about the possibility of AJ Lee returning, which obviously Punk's talked about this a lot. But he said, that's the fun thing about wrestling fans. They look for stuff that's necessarily isn't there. They're always looking around this time of year for big returns. I had mine last year. I think hers would be bigger than mine.
For sure.
No.
So is he teasing us or working
I mean, us? God, if she just did one Rumble.
Royal Rumble.
One Rumble.
It'd be great, but we would want more, obviously.
Well, for sure. But I mean, if they can get like fucking Kelly.
Is she not? Vince is not there anymore. Wife. That's basically what she hated most about WWE.
It has to be an injury thing.
Well, that's what Punk's always said.
that it's interesting. But this time he just said her schedule's busy. He didn't even mention her injuries and stuff. So we'll see. I think at some point she does something, right?
Scotty.
You know, she has to. Give us what we want. Also on Raw this week, we had random video promos for Dakota Kai and Lyra Valkyria.
Uh-huh.
Just random. They're like, hey, we're going to do it.
It's hey,
like,
remember them?
What? And Eric mentioned it earlier, but the big rumor is since SmackDown's doing a Women's United States Champion, Raw's going to soon crown a Women's Intercontinental Champion.
How dare you?
Intercontinental.
It's fine, whatever.
Which will be
Raquel Rodriguez.
And I've got...
some money, Raquel Rodriguez. Right here. How about it?
I'll take the field.
No. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Any other rumors?
No.
No.
Trivia time.
Trivia. There's a good one. There's a doozy. There's a doozy.
Okay.
Bobby the Mark Sordam.
Oh, that fucking Mark. Me. Oh,
he's a Mark
boy.
And you know, I thought this was a good one.
You can't trust him.
In the
fucking Mark.
We both kind of did some research on it.
Yeah.
Who is the only man?
Oh yes.
In WWE history,
and these three guys, if you think of one of them now, one of them in his height of his career, and another one his whole career, these guys are hard to get pinned. I'm talking about Cody Rhodes.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Roman Reigns, and I'm talking about John Cena.
John Cena.
Who's the only man to pin all three of these men?
Cody Rhodes, John Cena, and who?
Roman Reigns.
Brock.
No. Randy Orton.
No.
Didn't Brock beat him once?
I think he tapped out or he passed out, not pinned.
Okay. Cody Rhodes, John Cena, and
Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns.
Seth?
No.
I looked up Seth.
Seth has still not beaten.
But then I looked up Seth from when like the Shield was going up against the Rhodes brothers and I give you a big hint, but just think a little bit more. I mean, these are all big names that you should be thinking.
Daniel Bryan?
No. All three. I'll give you this hint. Oh, you got another guess?
Sheamus?
No. No. it's more recent. All three have been recent.
Okay.
I'll say in the last 2 years, or like the last year and a half, really, someone's pinned all three of them.
Solo Sikoa.
Solo Sikoa.
Holy shit. I got that by remembering that Solo pinned Cody. Jesus.
Yeah. Solo Sikoa.
Wow, what a resume.
What a push.
For a guy that's never winning anything.
Right, exactly. Right.
Never winning anything.
Well, he's a street champion.
I love you.
Yeah.
Still.
He's got the Oola Fula Doola.
Yeah, he sure does.
That's for sure.
Fala Dala.
That's funny.
Dala Dala.
Yeah.
That's Fala Lala.
Very funny. How did Brock beat Cody? He tapped?
Was it my arm?
I thought he passed out.
Arm hurt?
I thought he passed out.
Yeah.
That's what my brain is telling me. But Eric, you're the mark. How do you beat
him? Come on, Eric. What the fuck, man?
I don't remember.
Cody Rhodes, Brock Lesnar. I think it was his arm or something. But I don't think Cody would tap. Right? But he did. Yeah. I don't know. Let's see.
Kimura Lock at Night of Champions.
Yeah. And he just passed out?
Yep, Rhodes passed out.
Nah, that's funny.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, it hurts so bad. All right, fan questions. Don be a cunt. So I know the rumor going around is Rollins for fifth man, but after flat out turning him down 2 weeks in a row, it makes sense. It makes no sense to be him. It's going to be fucking Cody, isn't it? No. Definitely not.
It just depends on when his matches with, you know,
KO. No, it can't be Cody. Cody's not even involved with that anymore.
He's not.
Bring out the Pickles. Push Fire Barry. Mm-hmm. Pretty shitty. Alpha Academy AOP.
I think I'd push AOP there.
Sure, just because they're in Final Testament.
And then the other two just
Barry Alpha Academy. Sure. Kill pretty shitty.
Red shirt guy, Cody Rhodes, used the term messy king. That's a special you can get at Burger King. Mm. It comes with two all-beef patties, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, and a thick layer of Kurt Angle's cum.
That's poop in there.
On a sesame seed bun. Mm. Monster number
22.
Nice.
Remember Ric Flair's woo wings?
Of course. Yeah. How did I forget?
Apparently, there was a bar selling it in my city, but then they stopped serving them after a few months. Yeah, I can't even believe that was.
Yeah,
the thing.
Too many people died.
Yeah.
Right. That was clearly money laundering. Money. Like a money laundering scheme.
Had to be.
You sold a million woo wings? Yeah, okay.
Woo wings.
The heartbreak cock.
Oh.
You guys should do a best Hell in a Cell match bracket.
Ooh.
That's not bad.
That's good.
That's not bad.
I got an idea for the final four already, but I won't say it. Bill Capri, do you think the Netflix stream for Raw is going to be dog shit like the Tyson-Paul fight?
I mean, hopefully not.
Let's certainly hope not, yeah. Libel Chief, but again, they're new with streaming live, you know? Netflix has done some live streaming, but like, you know, with live shows. So there could be some kinks to be worked out.
Kinky.
Which we've already seen. They've had problems. Libel Chief, what do you think of the Linda McMahon appointment as Secretary of Education? That broke today.
She got
Linda McMahon is Secretary of Education.
Wow.
You think she'll appoint Dean Douglas as her chief policy advisor?
Absolutely.
You should.
Sure.
Dean That's Douglas. A great selection. Dean Douglas, I met him. I know him. He's the greatest dean of all time.
Yeah. Big guy, strong guy, tears running down his face.
You know, if you ask me, he should have been the Intercontinental Champion, but he never got the chance. You know, he was out of there so fast.
Best one when he's recently. He's like, a lot of good-looking men in the crowd tonight.
Yeah.
A lot of good-looking women as well.
He actually said that. It's like,
anyone want to sign an NDA? I got Vince McMahon, Secretary of NDAs. You know what I mean? There he is right there.
That's going to be someone's Patreon name next week. Vince McMahon, Secretary of NDAs. Yeah.
JTP, you might have already been asked this. When Raw moves to Netflix, will it be similar to pay-per-views on Peacock? Then you could start from the beginning when the show is an hour in and fast forward through the boring parts. Yeah, I'm sure.
Hopefully.
Yeah, like you got to do that.
Yeah.
Yeetle Juice. I love that name.
I know. And the picture.
Yeetle Juice himself. Get ready to hit the button, boys. They can't find a fifth man. The last buzzer rings for War Games. Out walks Paul Heyman, and he introduces CM Punk. The wise man is not the Bloodlines anymore. He now belongs to Punk.
Well, that would be cool.
That would be really cool. Yeah. Okay, Roman, I stole your chick.
Yeah.
She's my bitch now. Uncle Saudi, hey, Joe, you've been having really great episodes lately, crushing these jokes. Nice job.
Is this the same person that keeps saying
that?
Yeah,
I think. All right, thanks. He really wants you.
Appreciate
you
really it. Hit your stride.
It's about time, 10 years in.
It's about to happen.
Yeah. Paul, so Triple H awards Travis Scott the hardcore belt. What's the criteria for this? To be an egomaniacal, satanic ritualist who is responsible for the deaths of hundreds of people at a music concert. Yeah.
Oh, right.
He gave it to Travis Scott, not The Undertaker.
No, but Travis Scott's concert.
In Houston.
Yeah. Right. There was where he murdered all those people. Yeah. Vader's pit sweat.
Yeah.
Love the pod. All those people died, and he was like, concert has to go on. Like, he was Vince.
The show must go on.
Yeah. Vince was his advisor. Just keep doing it. Just dance over the dead bodies.
Jesus Christ.
Vader's pit sweat. Love the pod.
Thanks, guys.
Just wondering if you ever listen to the other wrestling pods. What do you think of CVV, Sam Roberts? I listened to them for the first time recently, and they really seem like fucking marks. Or am I the fucking marks listening to three pods? Well, Sam Roberts, you know, he has a thing with WWE. He goes on there. It's been a while, though, I think. But, of course, he's a dick rider. And Chris Van Vliet interviews wrestlers, and he's not going to be mean to them.
Oh, yeah. God, he sucks everyone off.
I mean, Chris Van Vliet, he at least has interviews that are good, you know? Like, he asks good questions. You might get some stories you never heard from before.
Right.
But Sam Roberts, I mean, no, he's
like,
the worst.
A lot of, like, I've listened to other pods, and it just comes off super, like, super marky.
Yeah.
You know,
the Chris Van Vliet had Jesse on like a month or two ago.
He did.
And then he surprised him with Karrion Kross. And then Kross started talking to Jesse as Jesse.
Oh, my God.
I think I saw that on TikTok.
And Jesse was kind of like weirded out about it. He didn't really like it.
Right. Of course.
Oh, this is interesting.
Yeah.
Can't wait to talk about this. So you're the guy show.
So you're the guy who's going to take me over soon, huh?
Oh, I'm the guy who's going to take you over soon.
It's already happening.
Oh, it's happening.
End the broadcast.
Now. I was hoping to talk about government conspiracies. And it seems like you've come here to mock me.
Yeah.
So they've activated the doppelganger program. This isn't really me. And we're in a simulation. I see they're letting everybody know about the simulation now.
Yeah.
It starts with Saturday night's main event. That's how they get you.
Yeah.
Lil Donnie's Choo Choo Train. It would be a pleasure if y'all could wish me a happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Lil Donnie.
Happy birthday, Lil Donnie.
Choo choo.
Choo choo. That cemetery guy, I know, it's one question only, so let's make it a two-parter. Wasn't Io Sky supposed to have a title match?
Yes.
We're supposed to forget that, but remember that Miz was shitty to Bo Dallas 8 years ago?
Yes.
Anyway, now that Io's in War Games, will all the women's titles, does that mean that they're going to put all the titles on the line in the same match? This is more confusing than Josh's spelling.
No, there's no way. That would be too confusing.
Yeah, they won't do that.
And that was three questions.
Sure.
Yeah.
Donald Alexander, did Nakamura just teleport to the ring to confront LA Knight?
Nakamura Taker.
Well, that's why Joe's waiting a week. He wants to see if he has teleportation powers.
Yes.
If he does, how does he lose? Right?
Yeah.
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 Might throw $2 on there.
Done.
Stephen Lally.
Señor Jose Piscano. I am a big fan. You can have my wife for one night. Bring in
the feet.
Charlotte Flair.
The eyebrow.
Yeah. Pop culture junkie.
She was pretty cute in person with no makeup, I'm just going to say.
Sure.
Yeah. She didn't look too, just trying to be nice.
Fully covered feet.
Looks like Joe's having the Charlotte hot tub dreams now.
Wasn't as tall.
Hot tub dreams.
I thought I'd be looking up at her. I was like, oh.
That was the sex dream I had with her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was in the hot tub and then she got in the hot tub.
Yeah. She pressed her feet against your face?
No.
Cack. Too bad.
My guy.
I was sucking on her right titty and then I climbed a ladder to suck on her left one.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah. Are they that uneven?
Oh, it was a ladder match.
That's what I was told. That's what Joe told me because he saw the photos.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Pop culture junkie, you have it up already? No. Pop culture junkie, Damian Priest continues to try to make it sound like he's from the streets.
Yeah.
Exactly. What was he doing on those streets? Also, once they end the Liv and Dom stuff, what does Dom do next?
Nothing.
I don't know. Priest was doing heroin on the streets.
Or vampire hood rat shit.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's how you get heroin. You got to be a bi-curious vampire.
Dom goes back to daddy.
Yeah.
Well.
Max Power, fun mixed tag match on Raw between LWO and American Made. I was happy to see midget wrestling make a return.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
True.
Wow.
That's true. Ryberg, go back. What will happen first? Charlotte's return, A-Town, Down Under, break up, Apollo Crews release.
Ooh.
I think
ooh.
Charlotte returns.
Yeah, it's got to be Charlotte.
It's got to be soon.
Yeah. Maybe like Raw after War Games.
It's a year in December.
Yeah.
Right?
It's got to be Rumble. She's got to come back Rumble. If they waited this long, it's too perfect.
Yeah. Iron Bison, push fire Barry people to face Gunther for the title at Mania. John Cena, Goldberg, Logan Paul.
Kill fire. Goldberg.
Kill him. Yeah. Yes.
Push.
Kill him with fire.
Push Cena. I think I just want to see that. Logan Paul's not going to beat him. But
their styles kind of clash, you know. Logan Paul is kind of a high flyer.
I would like to see Logan Paul.
Sure, but I think Cena would be better.
It won't be a better match.
Why not?
Gunther and Cena?
Yeah, Cena doesn't even do anything anymore.
Okay.
Sure. He doesn't even take bumps. I hope we'll see if he does this year. We'll see.
Right. Stack of dimes, you call a neck.
Yeah.
Look, I understand this is wrestling and we have to suspend our disbelief. Undertaker can shoot lightning out of his hands. Braun Strowman can flip a
a big truck asking me to believe that all it takes is a bump through a table for a Jewish guy to run out of money and not pay his phone bill is a bridge too far. Yikes.
Wow.
Well, this guy said it. I'm just reading it.
Yeah.
I'm Raj Mali. All the best, Andrew, and taking on the podcast full time. You'll always have my backing and money and occasional duck questions. Love you three always. Thanks. Uh-huh.
Did you announce that on Patreon?
Well, that I'm thinking about it.
That you're thinking about it, yeah.
Yeah. Ivana Sukarik ranked these matches in terms of how much they were a waste. Cena versus Theory, Fandango versus Jericho, Omos versus Lesnar. Well, Omos versus Lesnar is the biggest waste.
Yeah.
And then Fandango, Jericho, second biggest waste. Cena, Theory. I mean, they're all waste.
Obviously. I think that Cena, Theory is a bigger waste than Fandango, Jericho.
You can still do something with Theory. Everyone else,
you can.
It's over with them. You could theoretically.
Well,
get it.
At least they did a little something with Fandango.
Wait, Eric, wait, that was brilliant,
Jericho.
Theoretically,
there it is.
You're not laughing.
There it is.
Well,
Pinhead Larry.
That's what the drum is for.
Whenever I see Gunther, all I see is Gru from Despicable Me with hair.
The nose isn't long enough.
Yeah,
yeah.
Rizzler, botch of the year candidate, Vega. Oh, he mentions Vega and Ivy Niles' thing there.
Sure.
Yeah, that's definitely one of them. Dashing Dan, what do you gentlemen think of this annoying AEW-like habit of wrestlers pausing after a move sequence and looking out into the audience, almost asking for the flippy shit marks to clap like trained seals?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like it started in AEW.
That's
this
true.
Thing's been going on for a long time.
Yeah.
And it just happens too often. That's the thing.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Nick Askew, Pushfire Barry, my booking. Seth does not join the fifth member to be with the Bloodline. Heyman comes back, brings Punk as his fifth, pissing off Seth and pushing him closer to a heel role for his match with Punk at Mania.
I mean, that's not bad.
I don't know how he Pushfire Barry that, but yeah, that sounds good. That'll work.
Yes.
Into Coffin. Eric, I live in Wisconsin. I'm offering you a free ticket, lodging, and a brewery tour to attend the Blizzard Brawl Saturday, featuring all of your favorite indie wrestlers, including Damian Mizdow. I will even get you a personally signed fucking Mark chair from Braun Strowman. What do you say? That's the match.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Eric, if you don't go...
You can't help but to pay-per-view that thing.
Sure can.
You got to pay-per-view it.
When is that event?
I don't know.
Maybe. Cold. Yeah.
Reach out.
We'll see what we can figure out.
All right.
Green Dad, another Dustin Rhodes question. Sorry. Now that he's gone from AEW... Wait, he is?
Huh?
He's gone from AEW?
Yeah, he did say that he had his release from there.
Oh, yeah?
I didn't see that.
Does he get in the WWE Hall of Fame? 5-decade career, not enough gold to be first ballot. I mean, you're talking about it as if it's real.
Right.
But still, he'd be a great second headliner or opener to the ceremony. Got a lot of good comedy there. Yeah, he will be.
He will be. And Cody will
maybe this
him.
Year. Yeah, maybe
right.
this year.
Yeah, I right. can see that.
If he finally retires.
Well, hopefully.
You don't have to retire. The guys have done that.
Chef Kane, he's wanted to buy the What's Wrong Wrestling hoodie, so thank you for that.
If Triple H is in charge, he can't put himself in.
Yeah, I don't think he will.
Right?
Yeah,
you can't. You just can't.
No. They're just gonna keep sucking him off every time, you know what I mean? Like Paul Heyman's speech, he sucked off Triple H.
Yeah.
Basically said this place is way better with him and not Vince.
Yeah, yeah.
So there you go. That's all for fan questions. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Wrong Wrestling. Get a t-shirt or hat at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. We also have hoodies at bonfire.com/store/whatswrongwithwrestling. So we've got some extra stuff there. And become a supporter of the show at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. The AEW NXT podcasts are coming back soon. And we've got War Games next week. So go sign up, patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. Yeah!
What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling.